The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pop you up. All the
time, 740, live the line, Maniac, Radiac, winning the game. I'm the lyrical Jesse
J. Well, thank you so much for sticking with me. I've had an amazing time with you today. Just you and me. Forget everybody else. As we're approaching the holidays, this is one of the last radio shows and podcasts that I'm going to have before I go to some of my holiday messages. And you know, Matt, if you're listening to this podcast right now, I appreciate you tuning in. If you're listening to the final segment, thanks for being with me. You can go to KRDO.com and go into the radio to get a portion of this played podcast. But this year for the holidays, rather than do a Christmas story, I'm going to do a Christmas show on present day miracles. So Jesus is my savior. This is his birthday. We're celebrating. Boom, mic drop. We're going to talk about miracles in my life personally. I want to get some miracles from some listeners, from the internet, from my church. But you stick around. In this podcast today, I'm summarizing the title Apples to Apples. And like I told you three times in the show now, I was down in Tennessee and I was out for a stroll after we were listening to some speakers. This one in particularly was Dave Ramsey talking about market disruption. During lunch, I took a break, walked through the woods on a path, and boom, came across from a distance what I thought for sure was a Granny Smith apple sitting off there in the distance, and it was not. As I got closer, this thing was bigger than an apple, but smaller than a grapefruit. It definitely was so much more lumpy than an apple. It had like these weird pialops on it, but it was that bright green like a Granny Smith, and I grabbed it, I took it in, and three, four people lived in Tennessee and didn't even know what it was. And one gal, actually from Texas, because they're in Texas as well, she said, "What are you doing with that hedge apple? Some people say they're poisonous." And I'm like, whoa, I set it down. And sure enough, it was a hedge apple. They're prevalent in the South, and they actually used them, and they had their name in the 1800s for being planted along the crop hedges, thus the name hedge apple. And the trees helped deter wind going from field to field, and there's thorns, so the livestock couldn't pass through. But this thing is a freaky looking fruit, and they said it used to kill some farm animals when they ate them in bulk, but all it can be used for now is like to deter roaches and spiders from your crawl space basement. So my wife's like, great, put it in our basement. But in this podcast, the reason I'm titling it Apples to Apples is because in relation to real estate and mortgage, you don't always know what apples exist. I talked earlier in the show of the list of all the apples, from the Gala apple to the Fuji apple to the McIntosh apple to the Kingston to the Baldwin to the Rambo. There's over 50 right here, and I won't read them again. The one I like the best, the Wealthy apple. So my point is, we grew up saying, compare apples to apples. Don't compare apples to oranges. You know, apples and oranges are different. Well, come on, with apples to apples, everybody tells me all the time, come on, Jay, a mortgage is a mortgage. Apples to apples, they're all the same. Oh, Jay, and they're not. Trust me, you guys, they're not. First of all, some people want to sell you an apple whether you need it or not. Some people want to sell you an apple whether it's bruised and rotten or not. There are a lot of mortgage companies and there's a lot of real estate companies out there that just need to get their next commission check. And if you don't think that's true, you're just naive. So everything isn't apples to apples. You have to go and look at people's rating. I'm very proud of the fact that Churchill, we have a like 40 out of 40 perfect, 5 out of 5 star rating. And we work hard for that. There's very, very few companies. We have the highest rating in El Paso County. And one of the reasons why, Dave Ramsey. We have the same culture. It's never the wrong time to do the right thing. And it's so important. The bottom line here for this show is that everything is not apples to apples, my friend. I've seen that in my life. There's so many different styles. And next week, I'm really going to get more into the details of it called rare air. I mean, do you know there is 330 million people in the United States? And I'm preaching to the choir here. You guys on this podcast in this power segment, over 85% of you are homeowners. There's 65% homeownership in the United States. I mean, that's crazy, my friend. There's over 180 million homeowners in the United States. Okay. And actually, I stand corrected. There's 330 million people now. There's 214 million that own houses. But there's far more of you. There's 85% of you are homeowners here. But Do you know there's only 11%, only 28 million people that even own an investment property? That means only 10% of Americans, I'll bet you less than 15% of you listening right now, have even take real estate to a new level of actually earning a residual income and being an investment property owner. And I'm going to go into this detail next week. Apples to apples. It's not apples to apples. All Americans, all real estate is not created equal because there's only 8 million Americans, less than 3%, that are active real estate investors. So houses, when you put them side by side, are not apples to apples at all. Some people rent them and don't make any money, but only money for their landlord. And that's 35% of Americans. But a majority of Americans, more than 90, 89% of Americans, have a house and they have achieved the American dream. They don't own the house, but they've purchased the house. They're still paying the bank. There's only 35% of all homeowners that own their houses outright in North America, which is great. One in three Americans actually own their house outright. But in comparing apples to apples, there's only 3% of Americans, and I am humbled to be one of them, that is an active real estate investor. And that's why I'm saying the show Apples to Apples. Do not be naive to get convinced into some of these taglines like apples to apples. Everything's the same. It doesn't matter, because it does. And I want you to call me. The biggest thing is call me for a free consultation on finding out about real estate and how you can make it in less than 3 years. You can make it a viable source that equals or exceeds your Social Security. And it's taken you 25 years to get your Social Security, and I can help you double it in less than 3 years, guaranteed. But it's not apples to apples. Owning a piece of real estate isn't like getting Social Security. There's just as many people with a Roth IRA as there is in investment property ownership, and they're not the same. Because even a Roth IRA, even though it's tax deductible, a Roth IRA is not residual income. It ain't apples to apples. All of these investments ain't apples to apples. They're very, very different. So call me at 719-330-1457 for a free consult. 719-330-1457 for a free consult. I'll sit you down with my team members. As I stated, if you have a VA loan at all, my friends, and you're a radio listener, please, please, please give me a call if you're above 3.5%, because I'm running a special right now to the end of Christmas, the end of the year, and then it's done. And VA, the Veterans Administration, is changing their standards after January. The funding fees are going up. The way that they allow you to use your VA is changing. They've already changed it dramatically, and I think for the better, they're limiting you already. You used to be able to do 100% cash out. Now you only can do a 90% cash out. So urgency is in the air. I can smell it, so call now. 719-330-1457. And like I state at the end of every show, please, my friends, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. Not the apples to apples, and certainly not real estate or mortgage, just your loved ones. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and purpose in life, please pray to God that He'd deliver to you right now, because that's what I found in you, the radio listener, someone that I would serve day in, day out, week in, year out, because you add value to me. Have a great week. And like I stated, if you're listening, Saturday or Monday night, this is the very last time I'm going to say this in the calendar year, sign up right now for my investment property class happening Tuesday, the 19th of November at 6:30 p.m. at ChurchillColorado.com. Pull down the tab for classes and events. I'll see you there. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Oh, should I be a happy way? Always smiling.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. All right.